The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
Hey guys, I was thinking about, you know how C-53 was always like, I don't care about my body, I tore off my arm, doesn't matter. He always acted like his body was like a speeder or something. Like,
can you get to the point of making me feel better?
I'm sorry. No, you don't have to feel bad. You did the right thing, Dar.
I destroyed him!
You destroyed his shell is what I'm saying. But I kept the cube. So I think if we find another shell to put the cube in...
Well, I got a lot of plots you could put him into. This is not something I'm unfamiliar with. I know many cubes back in the day.
Oh, really?
Just put him into whatever, and he's all about the personality. At the end of the day, it's all about who's in the cube, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, Bargy, now, for example, this humidifier. How would I put this cube in this humidifier?
Open yourself.
What?
Just yell at it, open yourself.
Oh, yell at, okay. Humidifier, open yourself. Oh, I feel bad about taking the cube that's in here out.
He's a bad person.
Really?
Yeah,
It doesn't work very well.
No, it never works. And why? It's intentional.
Mm.
If you put it to anything else, it'll ruin it. It's because we've had an argument.
What?
And it's just not over it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put the humidifier cube...
It has a name. It's George.
Okay, I'm going to put George on the shelf here. Let's all just remember that this cube goes in the humidifier. I'm going to put C-53's cube in the humidifier and just see what happens.
Hello?
C-53!
Oh.
This is amazing!
Oh, this
is that
such
you?
A relief.
It's Plek!
Where am I? I can't see anything.
Listen, you're...
I can only sense how damp it is in here.
C-53, you're on Bargy, you're safe, everything's fine. I apologize for taking you out of the body you were in before, but it was no good. Trust me.
It was no good? You just destroyed my frame?
Well, it was kind of acting up. There was like a kid that was being weird, and you were like, burr, burr, override, and all these... Guns kind of came out. I didn't even know you had guns, but you do, by the way, or you did.
I seem to have a gap missing from my memory storage.
Yeah, probably for the best. It's not really worth thinking about. So anyway, everything's fine. Got a brand new home for your cube, so welcome back.
You mean I am in a non-standard frame?
I mean, frame, I would say, even is a strong word. This
what
is.
Am I?
Here, let me just
good question, man.
Unfog your little
display here. Yeah.
Display, and now you can see.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Oh, you seem disappointed.
What's more fun than a humidifier?
I can think of a rather long list of things that I think would qualify as more fun.
Well, listen, it's just going to have to do for now. I mean, I've been carrying you around in the pocket of these Alliance shorts all day.
You've been carrying me around in your shorts? You put me at great risk of getting wet.
My shorts are dry.
Yeah, can I point out I'm in a humidifier? A device that disperses water?
Hey, since you actually work now, George never worked. Do you humidify the place?
Yeah, actually, we could use a little... Listen, I'm going to work on getting you, like, a droid frame or, like, a...
No, it's fine. Huh. Seem to be able to manifest some rudimentary treads here.
Oh, wow. You can move around?
Yeah, this is a mobile humidifier unit.
Huh.
Like, for large areas.
It's really doing something for my congestion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you need me to turn it?
Maybe just like a couple notches.
Okay. It looks like I'm having aromatherapy day here. Do you want maybe some Karnax oil?
Oh,
would love that. Yeah,
that's been an option this whole time.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh man, this is living the life. C53.
George was really holding out on us.
George would never do anything. You know, this is one of the top quality humidifiers. It was donated to me by a ship. It was a token of love. Well, actually, it sings a love song.
Really?
Turn the dial to 5. Let's see if it works.
Oh, all right. Sorry, C53. I'm not just gonna try this here.
It's quite all right.
Oh. Oh boy. Okay, alright, yeah, that's good. No, we'll chat. We'll probably do that later.
I loved it. So good.
Hey, C53, could you just do us a favor when Nermit calls? Can you just be like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm off camera. I just got a robot it up over here for a second.
I gotta do what?
Like robot what? It up or something. I don't know. Just like pretend, like make up a reason for being off screen. Cause
lock yourself in the bathroom. That's what Plek always does.
I.
That's a good burn.
A good burn. C53.
That's right. You don't have a restraining bolt anymore.
It would seem I do not.
Well, I guess it's a whole new world, guys.
We got an incoming message from Junior Missions Operator Nermit.
That was pretty good, Bargie. You got very close. All right, pick it up. Hey, Nermit, what's up, man?
Greetings.
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundle.
Hey, wait, C53, I can hear you, but, like, coming out of the bathroom?
Yep, that's where he is currently.
Wait, droids don't use the bathroom.
Yeah, but you just gotta trust us on this and everything's fine and, like, normal.
Yep, totally normal.
Yep.
Why are you making such a big point out of how normal it is?
Oh, just letting you know that everything is nominal, as they say. C53 is just taking a quick shower and we're just
my
gonna...
My humidifier works.
C53 does not shower.
What no, is... he's just went in there just because he's kind of... C53, say hey.
Hey.
See?
Why did Elba just steam... shoot out under the bathroom door when he said hey.
He likes a hot shower. Yeah.
Maybe we should just skip ahead to you telling us what our mission is.
It seems like something is up.
Hey, C53, that's way too humid. Can you bring it down a little?
What?
You know what's so great about us is our friendship and how great we are at hanging out with each other and not asking uncomfortable questions.
Alright. I will live inside the mystery in my brain. Let's pull up the mission here. Okay, you are going to the asteroid belt of Krinkrin.
Okay.
To one particular asteroid, 951N, where there is a mining colony. And the Federated Alliance needs an ambassador team to go down here because there is some kind of internecine thing going on between various groups of miners.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
All
right.
So it's an arbitration mission. You got to go separate the dogs.
Great. No problem. I think we're going to just pack up the humidifier and we'll get on our way.
You're baiting me.
Goodbye, Nermit. You have to hang up first, though, because C's not
you should
here.
Yeah, you should probably hang up because I don't know how to do it.
That's fine.
Hang up.
Does Bargie not know how to hang up either?
Don't you just say hang up?
End transmission.
Hang up.
C53, how do you end a transmission?
It's simple. First, activate your internal root command, and then from there, backslash.
No, you lost me.
Nermit, hang
you lost
up
me.
On
I don't know.
Us.
Yeah, please
Bargie
hang up.
And I are just going to be talking all day.
Hello, Rebels. This is your leader, Rolfus Tittle, with troubling news. There has been an attempt on the life of my angelic son, Centurion. It's this type of cruelty by the Federated Alliance that shows why our rebellion is so righteous. A rebellion supported by MeUndies. Every year, millions of people get the least liked gift of all time, underwear. But maybe it's not the underwear that's the problem. Maybe it's the kind of underwear. As X-Mars approaches, let me tell you about MeUndies, the only underwear that makes an amazing GIF. Your man Rolfus here loves that MeUndies are made from natural, sustainably sourced fiber that's three times softer than cotton, with a soft, oh-so-flexible waistband. You think I'd even consider settling for some undies that are just twice as soft as cotton? No way. I'd rather freeze in the canyons of Milsh, my friends. Anyway, MeUndies made underwear, the perfect gift that everyone is going to love you for. And that's what the rebellion is about. Love. And destroying cloning factories, of course. This year, don't give underwear, give MeUndies. It's a Rod Damn X Mars miracle. To get your exclusive 20% off the softest underwears and socks you will ever wear, free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Zix. That's MeUndies.com/ZYXX. Do it in the name of young Centurion Tittle.
Hey there. Y'all the ambassador crew?
I'm sorry?
What?
Y'all the ambassador crew from the Federated Alliance?
Yeah?
Okay, great. Welcome to 951N.
Okay.
Big old thing, pink thing, and humidifier. That's great. Glad to have y'all here.
How did you know this was a humidifier?
Well, it's a humidifier. We have humidifiers here.
I mean,
it's dry here. You feel the air?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
It's dry.
Yeah. I'm surprised you guys even have an atmosphere on here.
It's a very thin atmosphere, and so we have to wear these breathing masks.
Yeah.
Watch, hold on. I can't do it very long, but if I take off my mask,
you can feel that it definitely affects my speech.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so I can't breathe without that mask on. Listen, all day long, we mine asteroid scabs.
What are those?
You know, when bits of detritus hit an asteroid and it grows a scab and you mine it.
You mean a crater?
No, I'm talking scabs. I'm talking a thing over on top of the crater. We mine that, don't we, Sal?
Yeah, we do. We take that, we put it inside.
That's right. We put it inside and ship it out.
I'm sorry, what do you do with the scabs?
We harvest it and we mine it and we take it to the highest bidder.
That's what we do. We take those scabs and we just send them right out.
But for what?
Yeah,
I know.
Listen, welcome to the asteroid. I hope y'all can help us with our arbitration.
Yeah, happy to. So maybe, you know, I'm Plekdex Setter. This is Dar. This is our humidifier, C53.
Wait.
What?
You're Plekdex Setter?
Yeah.
You're Plekdex Setter?
Well, Ambassador.
I don't give a juck about whether you're an ambassador or not. You're Plekdex Setter?
Yeah.
Ambassador Dexter, are you known in this place?
I don't think so.
Hey, Sal!
Yeah?
This is Plekdex Setter.
Plekdex
Setter? It's a Plekdex Setter we got here.
Mighty mean my mama. It's that person that Mighty Fine Man talks about all the time.
Oh, Durf talks about you all the time, Plekdex Setter.
Who is Durf?
I believe his name is Old Durf.
He's Old Durf. He's pretty old. Old Durf lives further out on Destroyed. That's what we call an asteroid. We call it Destroyed.
Does that save you a lot of time?
It saves a little bit of time. But listen, Mr. Deck Setter.
Yeah.
Plek Deck Setter.
Yep.
Plek Deck Setter.
That's good.
Yeah, you need to go find Old Durf is what you need to do. This big old alien in this humidifier can handle this arbitration.
Sure, why not?
All right.
Hey, Poot!
What are these the aliens sent here? What, to explain why you've been stealing my scabs?
These are our gifts.
I'll see you guys later.
We'll show you some destroyed hospitality. Poot, get your foot off that.
This may take us some time.
Yeah, good luck, guys. I guess, where should I go to beat this old Durf?
Yeah, Dexter, you just need to go that direction. Just keep on going, and old Durf's cabin is, like, not far. If you miss it, you'll go all the way around, because that's how asteroids work.
That's how asteroids work.
Yeah, that's how most things work, but asteroids, it's a lot faster.
This is pretty inhospitable terrain out here. Who would live on an asteroid if they weren't here mining it?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for old Durf.
That's me, I'm Durf.
Well, I'm...
What business do you have here?
I actually am looking for you. I was sent by one of the miners.
There are only three.
Oh, okay. Great. My name's Plek Dexeter.
What? You're Plek Dexeter?
Yeah. Plek Dexeter. I'm an ambassador with the Federated Alliance.
I've been waiting for you here for so long.
Why?
My name is Durf.
I know that.
Young Durf Dinkelson.
Young Durf?
Yes, young. What do you mean? They're calling me old now?
Well, I mean,
I'm look how young I am. Look at me. Watch this. Backflip.
Wow. That was pretty good. The gravity's very low.
Dad, don't I know it? But would an old Durf be able to do a fun little trick like that?
I don't know. I don't know what young Durf was capable of, so it's hard to tell.
I just told you I've been waiting for so long. You come and insult me. What are you, ageist?
Well, you've been waiting long enough that you're old now. I'm just saying, I don't know what...
Is that what you see before
Listen,
you?
Listen, were you out here on an asteroid looking for me? Because
I was
clearly the wrong...
You.
Okay, fine. I was on Ranga 6 for like 22 years. You could have come there at any time.
Oh, okay. Send me a map then. I don't know. I'm just waiting for
Why
you.
Why are you waiting for me?
Because of the prophecy.
What?
You're the one.
I'm the one?
A great galactic force flows through you, the space.
What space?
The space... The space is all around you. It's within you and out, mostly outside. It's like, look around, look up.
Okay.
Did you look?
Yeah.
Space.
That's space.
Yeah. Look over that way. It's more space.
Yep.
It's everywhere, see?
What does that have to do with... That's a force?
Yes. It's like a force, but it's empty. The space.
Okay.
You've never felt the space around you.
Yeah, but I hadn't... all the time. It's all around me, right?
See, exactly. Thank you. You're getting it.
I think everybody sort of gets that, though. That's not like...
The space flows through you. It's mm-hmm. within and without you. It's at the end of your fingers. It's in your toes. It's in your pee hole.
In?
It's inside. It's in the very tiny space in the middle of your pee hole.
Huh.
It's what comes out first when you pee and feels in the gap at the end. And you can feel you're a powerful being.
I'm powerful?
Channel, yes. That's why your coming has been foretold. How did you get here? With a group of great warriors brought you here? Perhaps a princess or something like a queen?
Well, sort of. I came on a washed-up celebrity with...
You came on a washed-up celebrity?
Yeah, it's a ship.
You came on a washed-up celebrity.
No, you've got it all wrong.
I'm just trying to hear what you're saying. Look, I've been waiting for this moment for enough time to go from young to old. So that's I'm chucked up amount of time.
All right, listen. I came in a washed up celebrity ship with a furry sort of omnigendered security officer who doesn't like me and a dehumidifier.
Oh, because I have a dehumidifier if you want to swap.
Oh, well, I'll let you know. Why do you have a dehumidifier on an asteroid?
Because it gets wet here.
There's barely an atmosphere.
I'm going to train you. I'm going to train you in the ways of the space.
Okay. Yeah, no.
I have an ancient weapon passed down from
what?
Many...
What? You have an ancient weapon?
An ancient weapon passed down from generation to generation amongst the great Zima warriors.
Zima warriors?
You're a Zima knight.
I am?
It's a great ancient group of knights that would protect the galaxy and all these different people in it.
Oh. We fought in all the great wars. The shit wars of Rengis. Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I remember those.
Yeah.
I mean, not personally. People talk about them all the time.
Yeah, no.
That was when the whole population of Rangus 1 got in a big civil war and everybody dispersed on the next five planets.
Because they were fighting like monkeys with shit.
That was a long time ago. And we've moved way past that. Yeah, oh yeah.
No, I still keep in touch. There's still people playing around.
What does the prophecy say about me?
About you?
Yeah.
You will unite the two sides of the space, bring about a galactic peace.
You know, I've always really felt like I was destined for greatness, or for something bigger than myself.
You have all along, and you're a Zima warrior.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do that. What's the next step?
Lesson number one, dress better.
Okay. I mean...
Your pants are covered in stains.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Most good guys who are, like, having a chill time have clean pants.
Well, I like to think these are each a mark of a good story. And also, these are Federated Alliance issued shorts, so I have
Why are you wearing shorts? You're out on a mission.
It's a uniform. I have to wear
shorts?
I would prefer pants. Yes.
Dress up. Dress better.
Okay. I can't.
Your socks are pulled up like you're some sort of camp counselor.
This is an ancient weapon. It's called a wood saber.
Huh. So it looks sort of like a stick.
That's a wood saber. It's okay. An ancient weapon of the Zima Knights.
Okay. Does it turn on, or?
It's on always. If it ever goes off, I don't know, man. No one's ever turned a stick off. So hold the wood saber.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. I can feel the power. Like, I can feel the power flowing through this wood saber.
You look more powerful. I thought you'd be, like, thinner, but you're more powerful holding that.
Well, you know, the rations they give you on the ship are, like, pretty
fatty.
High calorie.
Fatty
and then most
rations.
Of the time you spend is traveling. I sort of thought there would be a lot more, like, athletic sort of happenings on the missions.
No,
but no, it's mostly, like, talking. Oh, hold on.
You haven't asked me very many questions, but that's fine.
I should probably take this.
I have told you a pretty big thing. You're pretty cool with it so far.
No, I'm just processing. One second. Hello?
What is taking you so long?
Investor
Dexter,
this destroyed is not that large.
Well, no, guys, I met...
Have you found older?
Are those your... I can see them. Look, I'm waving at them. They're right there.
Oh.
Are you waving at us right now?
Tell him I'm...
Yeah,
waiting.
That's Durf.
And he's pretty old.
Yeah,
what did they say about me?
They said you seem cool. Listen, do you want to...
That's not what I said. I said he looks old.
Oh, that's... Yeah, no.
I'm just worried I'm not coming through.
No, the reception's good. Listen, Durf, do you want to come with us?
I would love to. Let me change into my, like, seeing people robe.
Oh, sure.
They didn't figure out our arbitration because there's only three of us on Destroyed, so...
Yeah, it turns out there are only three miners on Destroyed.
We should probably go back over there with them.
Yeah, I would love to meet this great group of people that have brought you to me finally.
Well, like I said, it's sort of... One of them doesn't like me and the other one is a humidifier.
Nah, sounds like a merry band.
Well, it's possible that the humidifier likes me. It's just that he hasn't been allowed to have opinions until just now?
Yes, the prophecy foretold that the great Plek Dexeter would talk about if the humidifier liked him or not.
That was in the prophecy? Yes,
that's a great sacred text. Will the appliance like the great one?
Oh man, I feel like it's all lining up.
Now,
for
should
me.
I bring my dehumidifier? Are we going to do that swap we talked about? Or should
sure.
I leave?
Yeah, no, bring it along. Yeah, bring it along.
No
definitely.
Problem. Oh,
wait,
boy,
you should probably pretty much bring everything. Do you want to come back here later?
I mean, I've sort of made a home here.
Oh.
I have a family. They're in my little mud hut.
You have a family?
Yeah, that's fine. They know my job is you.
Oh. Should I say hi to...
Don't talk to them. We've been stuck here for so long, and the kids are weird, and...
Well, just give him my best, I guess.
Yes, you bet. So, let's see. Dehumidifier, dress robe.
Are you going to say goodbye to them?
No, I just want to sort of pop in, pop out. You know, real
sure.
fast. Skip my wood saber. Clint and...
Dad!
Oh, shit. Run! Just go.
What?
No, sorry. One of my kids saw me.
Dad!
Yeah, hey!
Dad!
Hey, young Durf.
Durf Jr.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Durf Jr.
Why are you so cocky? You live on a Stroid.
Because my dad's one of the Zima warriors. I'm going to be a Zima warrior, too.
No, you don't have it.
What?
You don't have it in you.
What?
Young Durf, do you feel the space?
No.
See?
Oh.
I'm going to go with this pink stranger.
Oh.
I'm not pink.
You're pretty pink.
Yeah, I'm pink. I'm pink as opposed to any other color, but I'm not, like, pink.
What line are you drawing? It was foretold that the great one would be very pink.
Okay, well, then fine, I'll take it.
You are so easy. Hey, Durf Jr., grab the dehumidifier.
Oh, you just made that up so I'd let it go.
What? This is a prophecy!
All right, let's go back to the ship.
Of me and my sisters. You can see they're not kind of ignoring me, but you can see the family resemblance, right?
I can. You know what? This is a beautiful picture.
Right? Hey, guys.
Hey.
You guys are still transmitting?
Yeah, we sort of couldn't figure out how to disconnect.
We've been cashing up. Honestly,
yeah.
We've never really had a heart to heart. Now I see everything. I understand things from your side.
Likewise, no. I see things in your movies, the layers in some of those less
Thank
successful
you.
Movies
Thank
that
you.
I like now.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, guys. Yeah. This is Durf.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, who is that?
I'm
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy of the Federated Alliance.
Hi. He's written about in the texts, the prophecy. He's, let me just get over here.
Oh.
Nermit, while they have a quick aside, mission, A++.
Oh, that's great.
We are happy to reveal that the arbitration is complete.
Yep.
Why are, C-53, why are you underneath a table? I can only hear you.
Oh, just attending to some ship maintenance at this table.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So, you can now end transmission.
Well, I just wanted to, before I sign off, you can see that I've shown Bargee my legs. I don't really volunteer to show anyone my legs very often.
A certain trust.
We reach a certain trust. You'll see that they're bird legs, though my body is a lizard body.
Nermit, we've all seen your legs before. There was that whole week you couldn't figure out how to position the camera.
Yeah, we were talking to your legs exclusively.
You could have told me then.
That's why I wasn't so shocked.
That makes so much sense that you were just like, yes.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, those are your legs.
So we'll write up this mission as a success.
We will. Goodbye.
All right.
I don't know how to turn this off.
Yeah, we still don't know how to turn it off.
Ceasing transmission.
Okay.
How did you do that?
Well, I just reached for my internal root command and then put in /
Okay, no, I just mean, are you connected to the rest of the ship?
The humidifier is.
Oh.
And so, I am.
Oh.
Durf, what's going on with Nermit?
Nermit Bundeloy?
Yeah.
There are two sides to this space. There's the fresh side.
Okay, yep.
That's what you are, the avatar of.
Sure.
And there's the totally whack side.
What?
The fresh side is all the good things, like a great sandwich, a sweet kickflip, great ollie. Then, of course, there's the whack side of the space. That's the side where you're like, stub your toe, drink your last frosty bev, try to do a kickflip, but you totally epic fail.
Huh.
And Nermit is... he's on the whack side of the space.
What?
He's whack. He's totally whack.
What?
He's been seduced by the whack side of the space.
How?
This space must always be in balance. Uh-huh. It's like, you know how there's inner space and outer space?
Well, I know inner space.
Yeah.
Well, I know outer space.
Oh, see? It's in balance. You know one, you know the other. That's why you guys are buddies.
What is inner space?
Inner space, the internal life, the life of the mind, Ambassador Dexter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Listen, you are the avatar of the inner space because you're always focused on your pinkness, your inside parts. Uh-huh. You're like really...
is the ambassador of the inner space?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I should
catch you guys up
here, but what?
Listen, Durf's been saying a lot of stuff that was kind of really making sense to me. You know, it's like he told me about the space, right? Like, so if I look at you, Dar, there's like space between us, but that space is all around us.
So air?
No. Because if
it's space,
like outside in space, there's no air out there, but it's still space.
That's outer space. You see how quickly he's picked this up?
I don't want to alarm anyone, but I sense some bullshit happening inside of my spaceship.
What?
I don't know, I just sense it, so I have a radar.
Okay. Ambassador Dexter, if you could come down here to my interface.
Okay.
Here, take my dehumidifier and just, like, plug it in next to that and see what happens.
Okay. I thought you want the humidifier?
Yeah, I'll take the
humidifier. I can just swap the cubes, probably.
Okay, so yeah, swap the cubes.
Hey, C-53, do you mind swapping to a dehumidifier?
I guess not.
Okay. All right, I'm just gonna power this down here and swap the old cubes. And here we go. How do you like the dehumidifier?
Functionally, it's nearly identical to the humidifier. I'm still monitoring ambient humidity. I still have a tank of water, but now it's coming in instead of going out.
The space flows through you, C-53.
Okay. Ambassador Dexter, a moment, please.
Sure. Yeah, can I?
Why don't you and I catch up while they have their little powwow?
Yes, so you are Plex mate.
No.
Okay, bodyguard, protector.
Maybe, sure.
Best friend?
Oh, way off base.
Ambassador Dexter, what has old Durf said to you?
He said that I am the chosen one of the space.
Okay,
there was a prophecy about me to harness the fresh side of the space.
Okay. This prophecy said your name specifically, Plek Dexeter?
Yeah.
And Ambassador Dexeter, has Old Turf made any mention of the Zima Knights?
Yeah, the Zima Knight. He said I was going to be a Zima Knight.
Yes, the Zima Knights come back every few years. Everyone's always like, oh, look, the Zima Knights are back. This is great. I love Zima. And then they realize, oh, boy.
No. Listen, if this is all nonsense, then what is this? This is an ancient Zima weapon. It's on all the time. How is it powered? How would you, if it doesn't turn off, it's endless power.
That's a stick. You're waving a stick?
It's a wood saber. And I'm not waving it, I'm wielding it.
Okay, Ambassador Dexeter, could you just put that wood saber in front of you?
In front of you?
Yep.
I would never raise it in...
Okay,
in
I'm going to move
I would never raise it in offense.
Oh,
hey, back off. Back off. I do not want to have to use this thing. I only am going to use it in defense.
Go ahead. Use it. I'm going to attack you. I'm ramming you with my...
Ow! Stop it.
Oh, what are you going to hit you with your wood saber? Do it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Do
You're
it.
My friend, C-53.
You hit me.
Okay.
Oh, you've broken your wood saber? It's because you hit it against a metal object.
Okay.
It's a stick.
Well, now I have two. Twice as powerful as... I was before.
No, because you're two short sticks.
Well, now, better not get close to me.
Well, what's going to happen if I get close to you?
Can you please tell your weird friend what our relationship is? He's been guessing
it's
for
sort
a minute.
Of like, it's sort of like a big...
You guys have hooked up a couple times.
No.
I'm totally misreading this.
It's sort of like
the sacred texts have said that you are very... the Plek Dexeter is a very profound lover.
That might...
The bullshit alert's going on.
This makes sense now. You have found the wrong Plek Dexeter.
No, there's another Plek Dexeter.
Okay,
somewhere.
No, I'm pretty sure it's me.
It's obviously him. The space is flowing through him. And
yeah, see? Thank you.
Wait, what's wrong with your wood saber?
Oh, I have two now.
That's not
I was just doing
how
some
it
training.
Works.
I was just doing some training with C-53.
He broke his stick.
You broke, it says wood saber dehumidifier.
Well, no, I was training, and I...
How are you training? I wasn't there.
Here comes the sales pitch. How much will it be to start training with you?
There's no... I'm not asking for money.
Really?
Look, do you not believe? Do you not believe in this space?
No.
Watch this. Put on this blast shield.
Oh, okay.
Now, hold your stick up.
Which one?
The longest one.
Okay.
It used to be a wood saber. Now it's fallen from grace.
Yeah, now it's fallen from grace.
Are you real? Is his sarcasm... Can you turn it down a little bit?
It didn't used to exist at all until yesterday, and now it's...
Is there a...
Full force.
A restraining bolt we can put on this?
I don't know if you can get a restraining bolt that fits on a dehumidifier. But I wouldn't do that anyway, because he's my friend.
Oh, cool. You're friends with a demoisturizer.
I'm a dehumidifier.
What's the difference?
Isn't that some sort of skin product?
Why are you so high and mighty?
I don't know. Why
we just
you
move you
a...
from one thing to another.
Why are you so high and mighty?
Let's wait and watch this demonstration.
All right.
Listen, Durf, my blast shield's been down for a little while. I have no idea what's going on.
The space is flowing through you. This is excellent. Hold up the longer end of your wood saber.
Okay.
Oh, no, the other longer end.
Okay, sure. Good. I can't tell which one's longer because my
blast
shield's down.
That's, again, foretold. Now, I'm going to throw a series of crater pieces at you.
Scabs.
They're first off, it's craters. Those people are nightmares.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so don't use their words. I'm going to throw these pieces at you, and you feel the space around them.
Oh, okay. So how do I do that? Just like...
Just feel it flying toward you, and then you guess where it is.
Ow! Ow!
Yes? No, okay, you're doing medium.
Ow!
No.
Ow!
Just wait. Feel
what
it.
What am I supposed to... What am I guessing?
You're
exactly.
guessing where the piece of crater is going to hit
Over
you.
Over here.
No, you don't say it. Use your wood saber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bat it away, dummy.
How do you not pull up your blast shield? You don't get the basic concept here.
Of guessing?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to guess?
You must look deep within yourself, and then you'll just feel a tingle.
Okay. Like in my brain?
You'll know it, where it's coming from.
Are you talking... Is it like a genitals thing?
No, come on. No, well, this is serious.
You said you'd know. You said a tingle. And
why,
like,
you just
know.
Go right to your genitals?
I said my brain first, so I went to my genitals second, okay?
Well, get a pin of metal on this little plaque. He went to his genitals second.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good compared to what? Some pervert?
Ow!
Sorry, that was... I shouldn't have thrown that one. I was out of...
No, I was would out never have been able to guess that you were going to do that then. Listen, Durf. I think the prophecy was wrong.
No. It's you. I know it's you. I believe in you.
Yeah?
There's this... You know what? I'm just going to take this humidifier. It's worth like 18 kroon. Do you have like a... Like a jucked up cube I can put in this?
Dwarji, you mind if we put George in,
Honestly, you could throw him outside.
No.
What he did was unforgivable, and we haven't spoken in about...
What did he do,
years.
Exactly?
What could a humidifier do that's unforgivable? I'll just take this humidifier and I'm gonna walk out of this airlock.
Don't do that.
You must... It's time for me to go to this space.
You mean... Be shot into space?
Die in space?
I may be struck down, but I will only get more and more powerful.
We can at least drop you.
Yeah, we can just drop you back off.
951F.
We actually haven't even jumped to hyperspace, so we're right next to the asteroid.
I will jump myself into hyperspace, the freshest of hyperspace.
Okay.
The last thing I need to tell you is beware the whackness that is Nermit.
Huh.
Nermit?
He will try to seduce you. To his...
Seduce Plek?
You mean like sexually?
I can't say. You'll know it when it's happening. That's the space. The space between...
What's happening?
Your heart.
No, what is that?
Huh? It's an ancient song. Beautiful song, and it's like a later period song, but it's still like these.
A later period of ancient?
Yes, it's like there's ancient, there's like... When it was, like, pretty good, and then it got a little later, and it was still all right.
I'll be honest, that's when the ancient music I kind of checked out on.
You checked out that?
Yeah.
There's a couple good songs after that.
Really?
Yeah, just, like, really? One or two.
I like those first, second ancient albums I'm into.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to just jump out of this airline.
No, don't do that. No, Durf, listen, I've learned so much.
No, Plek, just... Keep it fresh.
Let's hit the button. Aldurf is gone. Yes.
Man, he was
not outside the ship at all.
Wait, where did he go? He's disappeared.
Like your wood saber.
It's in one piece.
Nermit and Plek?
Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bend. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship was played by Mujan Zalfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Old Durf was played by Justin Tyler. Justin is an actor, writer, and director in New York. He is currently writing for The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. He is co-creator of the UCB Character Showcase, Characters Welcome, and hosts the weekly variety show Gentrify with Alden Ford and Brandon Scott Jones. He also co-hosts Comic Book Club, a weekly comic book show and podcast in NYC. Follow him on Twitter at JTSizzle. This episode of Mission to Zix was recorded at the Stately O'Connell Mansion in Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. Do you have a pressing question for the crew? Send an email to crew@missiontozix.space.
Yeah,
Ms.
please
Bargy
hang
and up. I are just going to be talking all day.
Okay, well, you guys get to know each other. We will, I guess we'll see after the mission.
951N.
Yeah, can we just, oh boy. I guess I'll just read these coordinates to you, Bargy.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay, first the y-axis.
Y-axis
is 6895.
Slow down. Slow down.
What?
Read each letter to me as slow as you can.
Okay, it's all numbers, by the way. Is that okay? So the first number is 6-4.
Hold on. 6.
How does C-53 do this so fast?
He just automatically puts it inside of me and then it works. Where's the 6?
Where's the 6? What is that? I don't understand what's happening inside of you right now.
I feel like that's the... Where's the 6?
Yeah. Great.